Very good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. For tonight's devotion, I've entitled it The Unchanging God, with our text taken from Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. And you know, we have recently crossed and entered a new year, and the past couple of weeks has really been one of reflection, perhaps looking back at the past year, as well as looking forward to the new year. And whenever we do look back, we realize that things just change so fast. You know, society is constantly changing. We see how technology has transformed our daily lives in the past decade alone. Smartphones have become an integral part of our lives. The rise of social media and other super apps have also changed the way we consume information and interact with the world. COVID has also changed our lives and forced us to rethink the way we work and live. It accelerated the adoption of technologies like remote work, e-commerce, telemedicine. And before COVID, none of us actually knew how to use Zoom. But today, it has become a part of how we interact. Automation, digitization, all these terms have become the norm. And the rise of artificial intelligence is also transforming industries in a way that we have not seen before. And while we are still grappling with AI, experts are really looking at the next frontier of digital transformation in the form of quantum computing. And again, this technology could disrupt many industries and perhaps even make our knowledge of computers today obsolete. And so the world is changing very fast, faster than we could ever imagine. And we have to adapt to the changes and find ways to navigate the challenges that they present. You may be familiar with this statement, the only constant in life is change. And this saying is attributed to the Greek philosopher Heraclitus, one of the Western thinkers to have lived before other prominent philosophers like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. And in making such a statement, Heraclitus captured what many others have also recognized, namely that there is very little that is stable in the world around us. You know, even the mountains, which appear to be so unchanging, are over a millennia subject to the erosion and other effects that slowly but surely alter their shape. And it is not just the world that is outside us that changes. Over time, we humans ourselves also experience physical, mental, moral and spiritual changes. And such realities drive us to seek stability. However, because of sin, we humans generally tend to look for stability in things that are also changing, whether it is a relationship, our wealth, familiar surroundings, or something else. We are all too readily seeking for stability or something to anchor us in life, in the world around us. Unfortunately, we will be disappointed by such things, for everything in creation is subject to change. Thankfully, as believers, we have an unchanging God, and He does not change. His word never changes, and it is what we can rely upon even till this day. And this evening, our text is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, and it reads, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." And I would like to highlight two points for tonight's devotion. The first point is on the immutability of God. We see in the first part of the verse, it reads, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Immutability is the biblical idea that God is unchanging in His character and will. Change is either for the better or for the worse, but both are not possible with God. He couldn't get any better and wouldn't change for the worse. There's nothing about God that needs to change. And it is impossible for God's character or being to undergo any mutation. His power cannot be augmented or diminished. God never learns or forgets, and He is perfectly holy. He cannot be more or less holy. Unlike human beings who change in many ways, God the Father remains always the same. And scripture is filled with evidence of God's immutability. James 1 verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." In Psalms 102, 25 to 27, it says, Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. God's immutability sets him apart from everything. Because everything else changes, the whole universe is changing. Galaxies die and begin. Even the sun is slowly burning out. Our world is constantly changing. Seasons change. We ourselves grow old and die. And this is the same from the beginning to the end. All we know is change. But not with God. He shall endure and remain the same. The Westminster Shorter Catechism describes God as a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. God's character and attributes do not change. There's no before or after with God. There's no difference between the Old Testament God and the New Testament God. He was good, he is good, and he always will be good. And the same can be said about his wisdom, his power, his holiness, and so on. We humans can develop or deteriorate, grow or decay, progress or regress. But with God, there is no room for improvement. He has always been and always will be perfect in every way. And scripture uses the imagery of the rock to describe God. A huge, unmovable, unchanging boulder, an imagery of firmness, stability, and strength. Moses describes God as the rock in Deuteronomy 32:4. Says he is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Nothing that God does can be mended, for his work is perfect. God is truth, whose word we may take and rely upon, because he cannot lie and is faithful to all his promises. His way is of righteousness and justice. And King David also relies on this truth and finds strength and fully trusts in God for protection from his enemies. Psalm 18 verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." God is able to be our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, precisely because he is the immutable and unchanging God. And this is the glorious truth for us as Christians to cling on to, for stability and strength as we journey in this ever-changing world. The message that God does not change should be one of great comfort to God's people. The second point from Malachi 3:6 is on the unchanging promises of God. The text follows on with the second part of the verse saying, "Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Part of God's immutability is unchanging promises. And it is because God is immutable, hence they were not consumed, because they were the house of Jacob, a people in covenant with God. And God here reminds Israel of his covenant with his people. The house of Jacob was not consumed because God keeps his promises. And we also see this truth being played out across scripture. In Genesis 35, Jacob experiences the blessing of God's presence at Bethel, and God reminds Jacob of this promise made to Abraham. In Genesis 35, verse 11 and 12, it says, "And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply, and a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and the kings shall come out of thy loins, and the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land." In Exodus chapter 2, we read, "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." We see God's great compassion for his people who were in bondage and how he remembers his covenant. In Psalm 105, We read that he had remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. And the psalmist here reviews the history of God's dealings with the patriarchs and exodus of Israel as reasons for praising God. So again, here we see how God remembers his covenant and promises across generations. His ever-abiding love moves him to redeem his people. In Haggai chapter 2, it reads, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. And here we see that Zerubbabel led the first wave of exiles back to Israel after 70 years of Babylonian captivity. And the first principal order of business was to rebuild the fallen temple. We see here that God encourages Israel to press on with the rebuilding. And again, he remembers his covenant to Israel and assures the people of his presence then. It was part of the progression of God's purpose of redemption according to his unchanging promise. And across the Old Testament, we see how Israel time and again fell away and disobeyed God. But our God is gracious and merciful towards his people. Almost 100 years later, we see the prophet Malachi rebuking the nation that has fallen into a rebellious and sinful state, and again reminding them of God's unchanging character and his covenant to Israel. Israel deserved destruction because of its great sin. But God did not utterly destroy them because his covenant and promise to preserve them cannot be broken. The immutable God does not go back on his word. Promises are only as good as the person who makes them. So the fact that God does not change strengthens the certainty of their fulfillment. And all of God's promises rest firmly on his immutability and unchanging character. The promise that God would never again flood the earth, the promise that God would make a great nation of Abraham, and that he would bless him and make his name great. The promise that David's kingdom would be established forever, and that one of his own would sit on the throne. For the unbeliever, the knowledge that God does not change can be terrifying. God has said that the soul that sins will die. And God will not soften his position on sin. He will not alter his decree. His word says that the wages of sin is death, and that will be just as true at the final judgment. For Christians, however, the knowledge that God is unchanging is reassuring and exciting. We can take comfort that we belong to him, and he has promised to supply all our needs. We are secure in our relationship with him, and his love for us will never diminish. He will indeed finish the work he began in us. And today we serve the same unchanging, faithful God who has kept and fulfilled every promise through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He who loved us and gave himself for us is the same yesterday and today and forever. The original audience of this epistle needed to hear this, because they were wavering and needed something reliable to cling upon. Under persecution, they began to doubt the faithfulness of the Lord, whom they had confessed. They needed to know that the work of Christ, which had accomplished, would finally rescue them from the presence of sin. And they needed to know that Christ is the Messiah, whom the heroes of the Old Testament were waiting for. They needed to know that his superiority would last forever. Brothers and sisters, we too need to know these truths. The trials and tribulations of life make it easy to doubt the character and power of our Savior at times, and we can easily be tossed about and distracted by the many changes happening around us. But it is in Christ whom we can find comfort, security, and stability, because he is unchanging and is faithful in keeping his promises. Jesus Christ, who saved us, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the hope that can never disappoint. And such security is found only in Christ, because he is unchanging. And so we can trust in him with all that we have and all that we are. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we thank you for being our God. Thank you for being the immutable and unchanging God who is always faithful in your promises. Help us as we go through the changes in this world, that we may find our comfort and strength in the truth of your word and in the Lord Jesus Christ, who remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.